Greetings and welcome to this episode of The Profit and Nonprofit, where you will discover what it takes to start, build, and fund your nonprofit. I am your host, Sandra Chaney, and today we're going to talk about personal and professional development and how that equals to profits, or for some people, it might be the end result, which is money. And today, my guest is Shante Chandler, and Shante and I will be speaking about this from a personal, but also a professional development conversation, because the two go hand in hand. But first, let me tell you about my guest. Shante is the founder of Essence of Life Healing and Wellness, LLC. She's a certified spiritual life coach and Reiki practitioner. Yay. She works with individuals who are seeking to heal emotional wounds and eliminate negative core beliefs through practical and holistic principles. She supports her clients by providing a safe space for healing and self-discovery. Shante graduated from Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, with a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, and Liberty University with a Master of Arts in Human Service Counseling. Wow, you go, Shante. Crisis Response and Trauma. Shante has over 20 years of military experience. Yes, thank you for your service. She loves being in nature, meditation, and aromatherapy. Welcome, Shante.
Thank you.
I didn't know all of that. You didn't tell me none of that when we did this pre-interview.
Well, I didn't, but that's my bio in a nutshell.
I'm like, wait a minute. She has a, no wonder she understands this whole professional and personal development. And you work for a nonprofit, correct?
Did we say that? Yes, I previously worked for a non-for-profit.
Okay.
So that's where I gain a lot of my knowledge and understanding of the personal and professional development working in that environment.
Well, I want to say publicly, thank you for your service. Wow, 20 years of military service.
Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations, actually, on that.
It's been an honor.
She's in the Army. My husband's Air Force, but we had this conversation already. We're going to leave that right there. But yeah. So Shante, I want to jump right in and talk about your story. I want to start there before we even talk about how important it is in terms of personal and professional development, because it is important. But let's just talk a little bit about you, because you've done so much. I mean, you've gotten 2 degrees, you know, crisis response and trauma. That's heavy. That's really heavy. Military service, you know, sometimes that could be heavy, you know, as well. Right. So, you know, just for you, before we get into the nonprofit leader, for you personally, how important is professional and personal development for you?
For me, it's very important. But I would say that personal development is the foundation, and your personal development develops based on your personal development, you know, because your personal development, I would say, consists of 4 pillars. You have your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. So if you are aware and you're able to develop those 4 areas in your life on a personal level, you know, physical fitness, maintaining your health, your diet, your mental, being your mindset, how you perceive the world, your stress management in the lines of the emotional concepts, and then spiritual, knowing that there's something greater than you. I think if you mold those and develop those with your personal development, then your professional development will it become more in alignment, and you can balance it a little bit better, the professional and the personal, yeah. So for me, my key and my strength came from that personal development, knowing that I had to develop those 4 pillars, you know, and be grounded in those.
Yeah. Yes. It's funny that you talked about the word alignment, because we talked about alignment with another guest, which is so that word. Yeah. We just talked about, in that particular podcast, we talked about knowing your natural style and your personal persuasion power, and how those have to be aligned. And listening to you, I agree. The physical, you said the physical, the spiritual, the emotional. What was the fourth one?
And the mental.
And the mental, yes. I agree that those, you really have to work on those. And personally, because I always say this because I heard this from somebody else. How you do one thing is how you do everything.
Yes.
If your personal life is out of whack, then it's going to show up in your professional life. Yeah. And I can attest to that personally, you know, for me, because when my personal life was just not, it wasn't together, my professional, my business was messing up. Even when I had my nonprofit, and I share this story all the time, and we're going to talk about, which goes into my question, how important is this? But I remember having the nonprofit, and during that time, mentally or emotionally, I thought I had it all together. And I really did not, because I'm a conqueror of domestic violence, right? And a thriver. And that was what my nonprofit really, its mission was about, helping families to heal the trauma. You know, through education, through, you know, through workshops and speaking. Well, I hadn't healed my own trauma. And I'm attempting as a nonprofit founder and leader to run an agency on a specific, or provide services on a specific topic like domestic violence, right? I'm talking about healing, but I hadn't fully healed myself. So the two do, the two do go together, but the personal, I agree, comes first. So how important is the personal and professional development to a nonprofit leader? I mean, to business owners in general, but especially to a nonprofit leader, because although we are all in service, they really are in service.
Yeah, and that's true. So I think that is very important. And I think that, as you kind of hit on before, the way you do one thing is how you do everything. Also, I've heard that your business and how you operate in the professional realm is an extension of you. And so I think it's very
important. Ooh, you got to say that again. You have to say that again, because just based on my own story, what I just said about how I had not fully healed my own trauma. And I am running, and you know, I'm leading an agency and a nonprofit and providing services around healing from domestic violence.
Yeah. So the way that you run your business and the way you operate in the professional field is an extension of who you are.
So I'm gonna let that sink in for a minute, because that's sinking in with I mean, it's like we gotta take a pause on that one, because I don't think people think of it from that standpoint. I think subconsciously we may know, but I don't think we fully are aware that it is truly an extension. So when your business is really messed up, people don't tend to look at themselves. They tend to blame, well, that didn't work. If this person had showed up, or you know what I'm saying? It's always somebody else's fault versus looking at the role that we played.
Yeah, that is very true. Yes. It all starts with the self.
Yeah. I see when you talk about life healing and wellness. So I see how this ties into, you know, the personal and the professional development. My question is, can you balance the two? Can you balance professional and your personal? And if you can't, then how? Because I used to look, when people say there's a balance, and I'm going, well, how do you find the balance? Right. Because either I'm going to give my, like, one day I may put in 15 hours worth of work and no play. And then tomorrow I may do all play and no work. Would that be considered balance? Like, because when I think of balance, I'm looking at a scale. And I'm seeing where the scale's equal, and that means I'm balancing this thing every single day like that.
I see. So for me, I look at it as that would be considered balance, because it's, and I guess it also depends on the individual and how they look at balance. And I know that we tend to look at balance as a skill and it's being equal, you know, at the same time. But in our environment and the way we're going, it's not always going to be on that equal parallel scale constantly. It's going to be a shift. And I think ultimately, if that shifting balance out over long term, then there is a balance. And I think that also that balance depends on the individual and the work environment as well. So for me, working in the two different non-profits, I had two different experiences. So when I worked with as a mental health crisis counselor, it was very stressful and demanding. So to balance out my personal and my professional development, I had to become aware of me and when I became burned out and learn how to self-care. And I had to decompress on the weekends, whether that was taking a walk in nature, going out with my friends, laughing and having a good time. And when I worked for the second not-for-profit as a house and stability case manager, it wasn't so much a challenge for that balance because of the work environment itself and the clients that I was interacting with.
So a lot of it, I hear what you're saying, comes down to the type of work environment that you find yourself in.
Yeah.
And so when I hear that, I also, because in your case, you actually were the employee. When we're looking at a nonprofit leader, how do they then? Because when you're a founder, especially if you're starting out, you're burning the, you're burning the midnight oil or they say the candle at both ends. How do you not do that? Because I think that for with a nonprofit, you know, especially a founder who's just starting out, they want everything to be done and to be done right and to be done quickly and to be done fast because they have all these services they want to provide. But to me, there's no balance in that, you know, when you're constantly working. So as a leader, how do you set the tone for that type of work environment? Because you are going to eventually bring in staff who are going to be following what you just said. Because one was okay, and the other one was like, ooh, I'm burnt out.
Right.
How, as a leader, how do you establish that as a leader? Because everything starts with you first.
That's absolutely correct. Like, for example, building my business, I totally get it. Like, this is your baby, you crafting it, you want it to be perfect, the best of the best.
Yeah.
So I definitely get it. So for me, I have to tell myself, Shantae, you're doing great. It's okay to pause. It's okay to stop, adjust, and come back to this later on. So it's just being aware that, yes, I want to do my best and I want to get this information out to my clients. I want the best products, the best services, but at the same time, I have to take a pause and a break when it's necessary. And so I will take that back to self-awareness. So as a leader, being aware of when you need to take that pause and do your, for me, I would say the meditation, the breath work, reconnect, readjust, and go at it again. And I know sometimes we are in environments where we don't have a chance to take a break, but whenever you're at a point where you can kick your shoes off and kick your feet up, and it's okay. So I really think it comes back to the self-awareness.
I agree with you on that, and I'm actually going to even go further with that comment, because something popped into my mind as you were saying that. But I want to take a commercial break first, and when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation about personal and professional development. Because as new nonprofit owners, and even for those of you who are established, you got to take care of yourself. Absolutely. Because if you're trying to leave this as a legacy. You really want to make sure that you yourself are, you know, that you yourself are the best version of you that you can be while you are building this legacy. So we're going to continue this conversation right after this commercial break.
Hey everybody, it's your girl, Charlotte Van Horn with Locks Forever. I'm extending an invitation to you to check out our new podcast, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. This is a high energy, keeping it real and relevant podcast for natural hair enthusiasts, service providers, and business owners. We will talk about everything from tender heads to how to build a tough natural hair business. If you're starting a natural hair business, this is the podcast for you. It's informative, fun, with a twist of humor, inspiration, and feeling of sitting around the table talking with your best friends. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. You will not be disappointed.
Are you looking to start a nonprofit and don't know where to begin? Or are you a nonprofit owner who's looking for funding? Greetings, I am Sandra Chaney, and I have over 20 years of experience helping nonprofits either find funding or helping you to create your nonprofit. Schedule a free 25-minute consultation with me, Sandra Chaney, a nonprofit consultant and funding strategist. You may contact me at www.sandrachaney.com. Click on coaching and you'll see nonprofit strategists. I look forward to seeing you soon. Welcome back, everyone. I am your host, Sandra Chaney, and my guest today is Shantae Chandler, and we're talking about personal and professional development. And I know that everybody's end result is always, how do I get to the money? And yes, that is the end result. But if you are not taking care of yourself personally, and it's spilling over into your professional life, and as Shantae already said to us earlier, your business is an extension of you. If that isn't right, the end result, you will never get to the end result, which is the funding, which is the money, which is the donors. So this conversation needs to be had because I think I'm a former nonprofit founder and I burned both ends of the candlestick, building my own website. Yes. You know, I mean, literally, even though I had a board of directors, I was still in the trenches doing everything and sometimes doing things by myself and forgetting to ask my board for help or the volunteers that I had because it's my baby. Wow. And so I'm burning both ends, you know, of the candle, but then it caused me to make mistakes. And so having that self-awareness that you said is so very key. And you also said because of burnout. So even though you say it may not be possible to take breaks, mm-hmm. Okay, even as an employee, you get a lunch hour, right?
Yes, you do, but you know what, to be honest, I've been in situations where I had a lunch break, but guess what I didn't do?
Take the lunch break. Right. And that's why I said that, because even as a full-time entrepreneur, guess what I forget to do too? I forget. So I've had to really schedule myself on the calendar. Yeah. I've had to say, okay, at this time, you're going to step away from all electronics. Mm-hmm. If it's lunchtime, go grab you something to eat and go sit somewhere else. Leave the electronics, not even the phone. Mm-hmm. Take time to do that. But I think it's challenging for us sometimes. Why is that?
I would say for me, it's just something within me that says, I want to get this accomplished and I want to get it done the best way that I can. So it's just that inner desire to have to create and produce and support and provide, you know? And I think when you're in that not-for-profit feel, your heart and your soul is in your community and you want to help those individuals the best you can. So I think basically it comes down to putting your heart into what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, and that's honestly where I was. But I did see how it played out in terms of burnout for me, in terms of making mistakes, and that whole piece about alignment, mm-hmm. you know, comes back into play, because you did talk about, you know, that. Can you share with us what challenges you experienced, and how did you overcome or handle balancing both personal and professional development? Like, because I think people, I mean, I can share my, now that we're talking, I'm like, yo, I can see why that happened. I can see why that happened. I can see why a lot of things happened. And I know for me, perfectionism was one of the big reasons why I struggled with personal and professional development, because I am a perfectionist.
Same here.
Okay, well, there you go. I'm going to let you have the floor then. So share some experiences about how, you know, how you overcome or handle balancing this.
Yeah, so it took years. It took years to get there. but yeah, because I mean, I was at a point where I was experiencing, I would say, chronic burnout. And I just felt like I had to push through it. I had to push through it. You know, it was like things had to be done. It had to be done perfectly, on time. Like, it's always that sense of urgency. Get it done, get it done, get it done. And yeah, and so when it started, when that started to manifest over to my physical, to those four pillars, you know, when it started affecting that, I was like, whoa, time out. We got to do something about this. And my question was, what am I going to do? You know, and so that's when I became very involved with journaling, writing down what I was experiencing so I can process it. That's when I decided that it's okay if I do take a vacation, don't have to work 24/7. It's okay. That's also when I got a little bit more into the healing and the self-healing, so to speak.
Okay, I have to stop you for one second. I'm laughing at that vacation piece. I'm laughing at that, because it's like, we have to tell ourselves it's okay to take a vacation, like literally. To go on vacation and basically maybe not even take work with you, not even answer the phone. Because some of us, well, as an entrepreneur, I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I take stuff with me, because you know, I'm an entrepreneur. And it doesn't mean I don't have to, I can't step away. I can. I think it's the choices that we make too as entrepreneurs. Because I know that sometimes as an employee, it may be a little bit different. But as entrepreneurs, we make the choice to decide. Yes. And you're right. When it goes into your body, that's why we're having this conversation. Because I want to avoid that for some people, because it happened to me too. So so go ahead. Yeah. And that's one of those pillars, the physical. So I didn't mean to cut you off, but the vacation thing just stuck in my head, because I'm like, yeah, I remember those days. I had to tell myself it's okay to spend the money and go on vacation.
Right.
It's okay.
It's okay to take it and spend it on a vacation.
Yes, it really is okay. And even if you don't have the money to go, take a vacation anyway.
Yes, that's true.
Literally, go take a vacation and do a staycation at home and go find things to do. Yes. Like, there's so much to do. In your bio, you said you love being in nature.
It's so relaxing to me, and it resets me.
Right. So my point is, go to the beach wherever you are. Most states, depending on the state you're in, they have local beaches and things like that. Like, I'm just saying, there's always a way to get around. Yeah. Not having something because you are not having money because you feel like, well, I can't take the money now, because you know people with the nonprofit mindset feel like nonprofits can't make money, but they can, which means you don't have to be, you know, poor, really. Sure. So yes, but anyway, so you talked about the physical part. So I want you to go ahead and delve into that, because that's important, because it does end up in our bodies after a while.
Yeah, yes, it definitely does. So like, for example, the fatigue, muscle tensions, not being able to sleep, you know, you start lacking concentration, like those are all indicators that you're at burnout. You may want to acknowledge that and adjust something, you know, to get back in alignment, you know. And the things that help me, like you just said, being in nature, relaxation, drinking teas, doing breathing exercise, and even listening to relaxing music helps. You know, it's those little things that can help yes. us, you know, when we're experiencing burnout. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you talked about so fatigue, and you mentioned quite, you know, several things mm-hmm. in terms of a burnout. What about from an emotional and mental? How does that affect that?
Yeah, well, I would say that it's along the same line. So the emotional is how are you dealing with stress? Are you allowing the stress to pour over to your staff? And you would know by the way your staff is reacting to you. So be mindful of your engagement with your staff members. If they seem not to be so happy and chipper, or you see a shift from them being very engagement to stand backish, that may be an indicator that you're projecting stress that you're not even aware of. And as far as the mental is, it goes back to the thought process and the mindset. So when you're on that grind, you're like, I got to make this happen. I got to do this and I have to do that. That also projects out as well. And sometimes it projects out in a not so pleasant manner. So I think that the way what you see in your environment with your staff members or who you engage with in the community is a indicator of what you are projecting.
Well, yeah, and that goes back to like even when you said staff, for those who are just starting out, that could mean your board of directors.
Yeah.
You know, how you even projecting to them and how you are coming across to them, and, you know, could affect a whole lot of things. Yeah. And, you know, and which, you know, I actually put this question on here because it, what you just said leads to this, because my last question was, how does this lead to the end result for many people, which is always getting grant funding and things like that. And you just said it, you know, how you're projecting to your staff. So if you have a grant writer, right, and you're being, you know, you're projecting, I don't know, meanness to her, how you know, because you're emotionally drained or you're emotionally tired, it could affect how she writes that grant.
Absolutely.
It could affect how, you know, because now, you know, she's affected mentally and emotionally, and she herself is not thinking right or making mistakes because of how you came across as a founder, or to your board of directors mm-hmm. who you want their help in terms of, you know, finding funding or fundraising for you and things like that. And to be quite honest, they're volunteers.
Yeah, that's true.
So how you project to them as well can come across and can affect your end result, which is your money, which is what you need in order to provide services to your community mm-hmm. and things like that. And even the people in the community, I would say too, I think you mentioned that, how you project to the people in the community as well. So is there anything else you want the listening audience to know about this particular topic? Anything that, you know, or any final words you want to say to them about personal and professional development?
I would say find your balance. Find what works for you. And as you find your balance, I'm sure over time that would change. Just know that it is okay to make adjustments so that you can be the best entrepreneur leader that you can be.
And I would agree with that. It's about finding your balance, because what works for me may not work for Shantae, mm-hmm. and works for Shantae may not work for the next person. Mm-hmm. So it is about finding what works for you. And on that note, can you please tell people how they can reach you?
Yes, you can email me. It's Shantae, Shaunte, at essenceoflifehwc.com.
Well, thank you, Shantae, for this, much needed conversation. It is definitely much needed. I know this is not a conversation that people think mm-hmm. that we need to have, but it truly is a conversation that must be had for all business owners, but especially for nonprofits, because they, you know, they give so much of themselves. They self-sacrifice a lot. And it is important that you take care of you, both personal and professional. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode of The Profit in the Nonprofit. To receive a free 25-minute consultation from yours truly, please visit my website at sandrachaney.com. And remember this, an inspired and successful nonprofit leader is a leader who remembers their why and works from the inside out, because it truly is an inside job. Thank you so much for listening.